from friends to inspirational truths. A time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Hey, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, He came to be yours. The Bible says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, if you're in that category, when the day began, thank God, by the grace of God, you can be in the saved category if you choose to. Look, you say, preacher, can I be saved? Yeah, I believe you can. I don't believe you'd be listening to this old country preacher today if God wasn't dealing with your heart, if the opportunity for you to come to know Christ wasn't available. I believe the Bible said that Jesus said, if I be lifted up, talking about the Son of Man, I'll draw all men to me. And listen, He's drawing. He's certainly drawing. We may not recognize it, but He's drawing. Debbie and I are glad that you tuned in today. Trust our time together will be a blessing. Pray most of all that it'll bring glory to God. And wouldn't it be amazing if we brought and saw some man, woman, boy, or girl come to know Christ as their Savior. Listen, want to be a blessing to those who are saved. Want to edify them. And look, I don't know where this finds you, but I believe with all of my heart that before the message is done, the program is ended, the day has come to its end, you can find yourself at a better place if you choose to get there by grace. Reverend Deb's got a song tuned up, ready to go for us. The title of it is This Path I Take. When she's done with her song, I'll meet you, the Lord willing, over there in the book of Proverbs, chapter 12. Psalm, Proverbs, the book of Ecclesiastes. Enjoy the song, I'm sure you will.
This path I take.
Debbie, isn't that a beautiful song? Doesn't that provoke you to thinking, friend, listen, we're all on a path. We're all going somewhere. Actually, we're all headed for a destination. Now, there are two different destinations. I mean, to tell you, there's no doubt about eternity. We're all headed for eternity. Friend, we're eternal creatures. There was a time when we never existed, but now since we have been birthed or born into this life, into this world, there'll never be a time that we seek to exist. And we're all going somewhere. We're all going somewhere. Now look, I'm a pretty simple preacher. I'm a pretty simple man, an old country boy, an old country preacher, and I believe what the Word of God says. I believe what this King James Bible that I hold in my hand that I'm getting ready to read from says, friend, and in essence it says this. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. There's a right way to live, a wrong way to live. There's a right way to die and a wrong way to die. And we're going to look at that in just a minute to some degree. So I want you to think with me, if you will. I want you to think with me according to the Word of God what this psalm or proverb says in Proverbs 14 and 12. You also find the same thing written in 16 and 25, but the writer says this: there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I'm going to talk to you a little while today about this, going the wrong way. Going the wrong way. Now look, sometimes while we're on the wrong path, when we've taken the wrong route, the journey seems good. I've got a preacher friend, a man that I love, just absolutely admires, one of my spiritual heroes. He's been that way for many, many years. Been a blessing. A blessing to me and my family in so many ways. I just can't count them. Actually, I'll not tell you his name, but he'll know it when he hears the illustration. One time he was coming from church and said, man, he and his family are having a good time. I mean, he said they had, I believe if I remember right, had the radio on. Maybe they were singing a little bit and they were just having a good time. To one of his children tapped him on the shoulder and said, Dad, said, I believe we're going the wrong way. I'll tell you, friend, listen, if you're going the wrong way, you may not recognize it until it's too late. And the Bible says here, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of destruction. Oh, listen, friend, look, we're all going somewhere. We all are going somewhere, and there are two ways to get there, according to the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And these are the words of Jesus himself. He was preaching this in the Sermon on the Mount, and he said, "Enter in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate. Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." I'm telling you, friend, there's a right way, and there's a wrong way. There's a right road to be on and a wrong road to be on. Have you ever gone down the interstate or somewhere in a city and you're getting ready to turn and you look up and see that sign that's painted in red with white letters that says, "Wrong way, do not enter. Wrong way, do not enter." Listen, friend, there's some places that people are going. There's some paths that people are on that's the wrong way. They're going the wrong way. Look, there's an old path that we ought to seek for. It's a good way, the Bible said, because there is a broad way that leads to destruction. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Friend, we've all made the wrong turn at a time or two in our life, have we not? Now look, if you're a real man, you've never got lost, right? How come it is when we get lost, fellas, we think going faster helps things? I don't know. I've never understood that. But really, if you're a real man, and you know I'm talking tongue-in-cheek facetious here, we've never been lost, right? It's hard for us a lot of times to ask for directions or ask for help. But look, let's be honest. We've all made the wrong turn at time. We've all gone down the wrong road. We've all missed an exit once upon a time or another. But look, friend, look, death. Death, the Bible says here, he says that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, and him thereof the ways of death. Now, death doesn't always speak of that departure of the body, soul, and the spirit. Doesn't always speak, friend, of that physical death. It could be the death of a dream. Could be the death of a testimony. Maybe the death of an opportunity, or maybe a ministry, a privilege. Maybe, friend, listen, it could be the death of power or some kind of impact that you're going to have on your life. And the folks that God has laid on my heart to consider out of the Bible for this message, I believe we can find all of those things to be true. Now look, let me tell you something, friend. This message is going to be a real shallow, probably to some degree, in the eyes and the minds of some. But look, I believe I'm being obedient to the Spirit of God. We're not going to delve into the life and into the passages of Scripture that that we find these men, these men who it seems to me had one time or another in their life took a wrong turn, decided to go the wrong way. But I believe there are lessons for us all from this. I don't care whether you're saved or unsaved. I don't care if you've been on the way a long time, or friend, you don't even know what the way is. There are lessons right here from the Word of God for all of us. Let's start with a man. There was a prophet. He was a unique man. Everybody knows about this man. Probably his name is Jonah. Oh, what a great man he was. Now listen, I don't know about you. I don't know how much you know about him. I don't know nearly as much as I would like to know about Jonah, but I'll tell you, I can understand why he did what he did. Hey, listen, we don't find in the Word of God what was going on in his life, what was happening by the hand of the Ninevites in the land that he lived in, among his people, the cruelty that he had seen, the harshness that they brought, the tears that they produced, the hurt and the separation. And look, God called a man by the name of Jonah to go to Nineveh and to preach a great message. But if you begin to read chapter 1, only three chapters of that great book, if you begin to read chapter 1 of the book of Jonah, you'll find a common theme. You'll find that he went down to Tarsus to get in his ship and go just as far away from Nineveh. Listen, that he could. Four chapters, by the way. I apologize. I thought I was wrong when I said three. But Jonah went down and he bought him a ticket, friend, to get just as far away from the will of God that he thought he could go. But can I tell you, the Bible said that the ways of the transgressor are hard. If you read chapter 1, you'll see that that there was a direction that Jonah went when he clearly knew the will of God, when he clearly knew without a doubt in his mind what the will of God for his life was. God told him, said, "Now listen, you go to Nineveh, you preach to those people, you tell them to either repent or perish." In essence, that's all it's going to be. I mean to tell you, his message was pointed. His message was brief. He said this in chapter 3, verse 4, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. 8 words to his message. Isn't that amazing? And listen, friend, he had the greatest revival that's ever recorded in the Word of God. Oh, listen, but Jonah had a hard time getting there. I mean to tell you, he went down. He thought his way was right. Listen, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. What I want to illustrate out of Jonah's path, out of Jonah's decision, is this. Listen, sir, ma'am, oh, listen to the Spirit of God. When you know God's will, when you know God's calling you, when you go away from the things that grip your heart that are good sins, when you go against your conscience, when you go against the Word of God, when you go against the Spirit of God, and the pleadings that He puts upon your soul. When you go over the roadblocks and all the obstacles in your way to do your will above God's will, to go your way instead of God's will, it's a downward path. Everybody heard me say that? Say amen so I could move on. It's a downward path. And you know what else it is? It's a path, friend, that you'll lose. Listen, there was a man by the name of Samson. You'll find him in the book of Judges. And I believe his story starts in about verse 14. I can't remember for sure, but I'm turning there. Yeah, it does. Chapter 14, 15, and 16. And boy, Samson had great potential, did he not? I mean, to tell you, it's a time when the nation of Israel had fallen down into one of their low cycles of sin. When they were down, if you will, at the bottom of the barrel. And look, God did something. They weren't crying out to God this time. How about God in grace and mercy decided that He would send them another judge. This judge was a man by the name of Samson. Oh, what a great potential this man had. Between him and Saul, the first king of Israel, I believe these two men have the greatest potential of any men that I read about in the entire Word of God, especially the Old Testament, to have impact on a nation and change them. Oh, he was a unique man, was he not? You all know the story. He was to be a Nazarite from conception on to the time that he was in his mother's womb to the time that he died. Three vows, or one Nazarite vow, was upon him, and yet there were three parts of that vow. He wasn't to touch a dead body. He wasn't to drink or eat anything that came of the vine, of the grape, if you will. And he was not to cut his hair. Well, look, he had two lapses in that. You remember the honey that he ate out of the carcass of the lion that he slew? That was the first time that he laughed. You remember when he had a party? I mean to tell you, his wedding party lasted about a week. Oh, I believe that's when he lapsed in his second failure. I believe that's when he probably, no doubt, had a glass or two of wine. I can't see them having that party knowing Samson as little as I do, or as much as I do, that he did not do that. And look, God's gracious. God is long-suffering. God is so good that it's absolutely amazing how patient that He is with us. But there came a time that he went and laid his head, and listen to this, down in the lap of a woman by the name of Delilah. Hey, friend, when we go down, we find ourselves in places that'll be costly. And when he laid his head in the lap of Delilah, he didn't know the deceit that she was putting forth before him. He didn't know what she was trying to do to him. He didn't know she had joined together with his enemies to bring the destruction of Samson about. And all you remember how she pressed him day in and day out, asking him what the source of his strength was. I mean, she cried and she cried and she cried until Samson said, "Listen, Delilah, I can't take this anymore. I love you, but you got to leave me alone. If I shave off my hair, I'll lose my strength." Well, you know the story. He went to sleep. Man, he must have been a sound sleeper. Delilah called for a barber to come in. They shaved old Samson's head. He didn't know it. Delilah woke him up and said, "Look, the Philistines be upon thee." And the Bible said that Samson rose up and shook himself at other times and knew not that his strength had departed from him. Listen, friend, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof the ways of death. He went down, did he not, to Timnath. He went and laid his head down in the lap of a harlot, of a woman by the name of Delilah. And he ended up down, friend, in the place of grinding in a Philistine city with his hair cut and with his eyes put out. Oh, Samson lost the ability to be one of the greatest deliverers for the nation of Israel that man has ever known. But oh, look how gracious God is. I love this. I mean to tell you, I love this. It says in chapter 16, verse 22, while he was grinding there down in that Philistine city, and God said his hair began to grow. Oh, I believe old Samson had been praying. I believe God had been hearing. And oh, listen, that sign of the Nazarite vow, that external sign that everybody I could see, it began to appear again. Hey, listen, sir, listen, ma'am. I don't know who you are. I don't know the direction you've gone. I don't know how far you are in your journey. But listen, friend, you're going the wrong way. Maybe you're like the prodigal. You're thinking, I want to get just as far away as I can. You didn't mean to end up in the hog pen. You didn't mean to go to that direction. But one thing led to another. One decision demanded another decision. And before you know it, it was like as if you were watching somebody else take control of your life. You were doing things that you never thought you'd do. You were joining up with people that you had never dreamt you'd have joined up with. I mean to tell you, woke up one day and you found yourself in the dirt and the stench of sin. Hey, where are you going? What direction are you going? How about that man by the name of Demas? Boy, we find him in the book of Philemon being called by Paul, a fellow laborer with him. A fellow laborer. The next time we hear Paul mention him is in the letter to the Colossians, and it's just mentioned. He just mentioned by name Demas. And oh, when Paul was ready to step off the stage of action in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, he said to Timothy, Demas hath forsaken me. Have he loved this present world? Hey, can I tell you something, friend? Anytime you go away from God, anytime you go away from Father's house, it's down. It's down. Listen, you're going to lose. You're going to lose your testimony like Lot did. You're going to lose your influence with your family like Lot did. You're going to lose the impact that you would have otherwise had on men and women who cross your path if you go the wrong way. Now listen, there's a lot of ways to get you away from God. And the Word of God says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Can I ask you, look, sir, ma'am, I don't know where you're at on your journey. I don't know when you left. I don't know what you were thinking when you did. I don't know what the problems were in your life when you decided this is the path I'm going to take. I'm going to walk this road. Come hell or high water, this is the way I'm going. But now you find yourself in a hog pen. You find yourself down in Gaza chain. You find yourself as maybe a public example to be ridiculed. Can I tell you? There's hope. There's hope because of a God of grace. There's hope because of a Savior by the name of Jesus. There's hope because the Word of God says this. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. It was even a man by the name of Abraham. It was Abraham. They went down into Egypt and decided he'd go back to the place God had led him to. It was Abraham that built an altar. And we find no altar in Egypt. Well, when he got back into the land of promise, in the land of Canaan, that he returned to his altar. I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, you can come back. You can come back today. Now tomorrow, let's be honest, it may be too late. I mean, tomorrow may be too late. But God's given you a clarion call. God has come to you today in mercy, in grace. He's pleading. He's prodding. He's calling. He's asking. He's willing. And I pray that He's winning. He's looking for you. He's waiting on you. Listen, haven't you lost too much? I mean, let's be honest. Haven't you lost too much already? You've lost your peace. Have you not? You've lost your way. I mean to tell you, you're not satisfied. You're not satisfied. And the ways of a transgressor are hard, are they not? I mean, everywhere you've turned, there's been a roadblock. Everywhere you've looked, there's been an objection. Everywhere you've looked, God has put a sign in your way in the time, listen, that you got off to yourself, did what Peter did. Went out and wept bitterly and had, like that old time song says, a little talk with Jesus, and that'll make it right. Look, you can get there. You can get there, and oh, sinner friend, if you're on a road to destruction, if you're on that broad path, I'm telling you, maybe you've already found that it narrows down the further you go, the harder it gets. Listen, Jesus said, again, return unto me, and I will return unto you. He that calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm telling you, when the prodigal turned around and went home, when he came to his senses, when he said, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against thee and against heaven, and am no more worthy to be called. I'm thy son. I'll tell you, friend, that's what you need to do. God's waiting. God's looking. God's wanting. God's able. Oh, God will give you grace. He'll gift you. Hey, listen, friend, he'll make it right if you'll go to him. Look, the way, there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof the ways of death. Get off that way. Get on the way of life. Until the next time, folks. Thank you.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.